You know what that means. It's time for another edition of Monty Larson's Owl Pellets. Some really good information here, and you're going to learn something today. And, of course, remember, if you have a topic that you would like Monty Larson to investigate and to feature in his Owl Pellets editions, text it to us at 336-1612 or call it into 336-1612 or email us live at kbrx.com. Monty's always looking for some interesting, maybe something that you want to know a little bit more about. And today, the land we live on, right here in north central Nebraska, we're going to talk about some range, pasture land, and sand hills trivial facts. You can graze on this today. Listen to this. This is kind of interesting here. Range and pasture land account for nearly 25 million acres in Nebraska. That's nearly 50% of Nebraska's total acreage. In the United States, rangeland accounts for over 650 million acres, most occurring in the western states. 90% of the rangeland in Nebraska is privately owned, while only around 60% of U.S. rangeland is privately owned. But 90% in Nebraska. Rangeland can be defined, according to the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, as the land of which indigenous vegetation is primarily grasses, grass-like plants, forbs, and shrubs, and is managed as a natural ecosystem. Did you know there's over 1,700 different plants growing in Nebraska? Those of most importance to range and pasture managers number around 175. And there are 13 major land resources and resource areas in Nebraska. Three are within Holt County's borders. There's Southern Rolling Pier Shale Plains. There's Dakota, Nebraska Eroded Tableland. And then there's Nebraska Sandhills. And did you know the Nebraska Sandhills is the largest vegetation-covered sand dune region in the world? The Nebraska Sandhills were formed from sand blowing from the wind coming off of glaciers. And nearly every dune is oriented from the northwest to the southeast. The Nebraska Sandhills were designated as a National Natural Landmark in 1984. And the Worldwide Fund for Nature claims that nearly 85% of the sandhills are intact natural habitat, mostly due to the lack of crop production. That means most of the sandhills have never been impacted by a plow or other crop tillage equipment. And of course, our sandhills are important. They work as a groundwater filter as it sits over the top of the Ogallala Aquifer. In 1904, the Kincaid Act allowed for settlers to homestead 640 acres of land rather than the 160 acres of the Homestead Act. The Kincaid Act, of course, was introduced by Moses Kincaid, a Nebraska congressman. And of course, Moses Kincaid concluded his law career, died in O'Neill, Nebraska, and his grave is right here at the O'Neill Cemetery. And the current Holt County Historical Museum is where Kincaid practiced law from 1884 until his death. The Kincaider Brewing Company in Broken Bow, Nebraska, was named in honor of the congressman and the Kincaiders who settled the sandhills of the state. So there you go. Some good information. Thanks to Monty Larson, who also wants to put a disclaimer that he did receive some guidance on the historical facts from his old Butte High School classmate, Gary Hostert. So we got it all today, folks. Thanks, Gary Hostert and Monty Larson, for today's Owl Pellets on range, pasture land, and the sandhills. And we hope you learned something. And our thought for the day. This comes from an anonymous source who says, sometimes the grass is greener on the other side because there's been more BS over there. Think about that one today. And that's the Poser Report for Wednesday.